Front page story, first headline, big letters, meat supply pinch makes way into region. Is it time to panic? Is it time to hoard meat? Well, we're going to find out right now because we've got Eric Halverson from Kroger on the phone here. Good morning, Eric. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. I always look forward to these opportunities to talk to you guys. I had such a good time last time that I was pleased that we had the opportunity to get together again today.
Yeah, it was like in March, I think, when everything started up and people couldn't get toilet paper and supplies. And so we if you missed it, we talked to Eric about some of the logistics involved with Kroger and how Kroger is handling everything. And so we called you back. And if it's not toilet paper, it's meat.
Meat now.
What can you tell our listeners and all of us about what's going on with the meat supplies? People are worried if they go to Kroger, there's going to be no meat. And just give us a rundown of what you know, right, as of today.
Yeah, I would just like to say let's treat this as a message of reassurance for people because we can say that we feel good about our ability to provide a broad array of meat and seafood right now, so we don't want anybody to feel they have to rush out and stock their refrigerator or their freezer with meat, because we do have an array or a network of suppliers, maybe that's a better way to put it. So there's plenty of protein in the supply chain, but yes, this is being driven by some processors that are having some problems. So we can provide the meat and seafood, but you may find some signs in the stores that will say there are limitations on how much you can buy at a single time.
Aha!
Aha! That's why I was saving that for the end.
There you go. The old bait and switch. Well, I remember last time we talked to you in March, I was thanking you for putting limits. You guys finally put limits on toilet paper and some of the other supplies, and I think that's good. That way everybody can get there, not just when the store opens.
Well, and that's, I think, the big point out of all of this is not to create a panic, but to say, look, we understand that everybody wants these products and they're important on the table, but we also have to make sure that the person who's coming in at 5 o'clock in the evening has the same access to it as somebody who comes in at 8 o'clock in the morning. So it's making sure that all of our customers can leave Kroger happy.
By the way, if the Krogers here in Fort Wayne run out of pork, there's a farm in Monroeville that's selling pigs for $125 if you want to send a truck out there.
I'm sorry, Eric. I'm sorry I have to put up with this.
That is true, though. There actually is a farmer out there selling pigs because of what you just said, because they can't get processed for $125 in Monroeville.
Yeah, and there are a number of people who've said, let's see if we could rely on local producers to come through and help fill some of the void. We did some of that with bread in the early stage of this pandemic impact because some of our bread suppliers weren't able to provide enough to stock the shelves. So we asked Scholars Inn Bakery in Bloomington to help out, and they produced hundreds more loaves a day or a week to help us keep bread on the shelves. So if we can rely on local producers in a number of different areas, that'll be a huge advantage for all of us.
Loaves of bread and fish. Kroger has it all. Hey, so have you seen an influx in shopping, like a different way? Do you see people are picking up their groceries more, having them delivered more?
Oh, yeah.
Has that changed a bit?
Definitely. The word from our e-commerce manager is that the demand for Kroger pickup and the delivery service is astronomical.
Wow.
It is just up in huge numbers. And that's one of those that if we could open a delivery window or open a pickup window every hour of the day, we would probably have somebody there every hour of the day.
Wow.
So it is huge, the number of people who have turned to that service.
All right, Eric. Well, look, thank you for kind of calming our nerves. And you know, I know a lot of people are very anxious about this and letting us know that Kroger has a number of different places they go to get beef processed, ready to go. and we appreciate you kind of putting our minds at ease.
Well, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to do this and talk to your listeners, because it is important. We know how quickly word can spread and people can create a panic or create that sense of hoarding, and we're just trying to say that isn't necessary right now.
Exactly.
Oh, hoarding. That sounds terrible.
Eric, keep us posted and let us know if you need anything, and we appreciate you being on with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Your favorite classic hits with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.